Hey, you guys, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, it is Nadia's World with your girl, Miss Nadia, and we are hours away from saying goodbye to 2023 and saying hello to 2024. Yes, you guys, it is a new year, and we are hours away from it. So, I did say I would come on the air with you guys this past Wednesday, but as you can see, I pretty much have been under the weather. I don't know. It was your average cold to try to keep me, to try to keep a sister down. I'm just saying. So I'm with you guys now. It's to wrap up the year that was and just wrap up this podcast as we bark into a new season and a new year, to be honest with you guys. So I'm just letting you guys know. And I'm going to take a little break for now, try to get things running. I have a lot of things going on and just kind of, you know, a little power down time, but I'll be back before you know it. So anything breaking, anything I have to tell you guys, you already know I'm going to interrupt your daily program just to let you guys know that. So just stay tuned for that. But yes, I'm just letting you guys know already. So in general, how was everyone's Christmas? Did you enjoy it? Went by fast, didn't it? For me, it was just, I was sick. My little one definitely enjoyed her Christmas for sure. And then days later happened to be her birthday. So with me being under the weather, you guys know with little people, your job never seems to end. And among that, a girl has to work. Hello. Gotta keep the money alive. Hello. So, between all those things and being sick, and yeah, things still have to happen, right? So that's pretty much how we got that part done. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed your Christmas. And we're getting into another. We're definitely the year is up, and we're moving into a new year. So most definitely. But anyway, let's give our thoughts on 2023. A lot of things happened, from exposing Holly Weird to losing so many celebrities. Can you believe that? We had on new trends. We had new trends. Of course, there were songs out, but I really didn't pay too much attention to the songs that were out or whatever have happened. Now, there was a couple of artists that I've been playing their music repeatedly, especially some artists I've been playing their music repeatedly. And then there's some I kind of reached into the throwback channel. to kind of give a little bit, because with these streaming services, they're starting to release folks' music that we haven't heard from in some time. Now, there's more streaming services that do need to release more music, especially with certain songs that either albums that have been taken off, so Spotify, Apple, especially Spotify, let's get into them. They need to really put some more music back on it, especially people's albums and singles that have been missing. So they definitely need to put more of that back on, because I've been typing in certain songs and they have not been put up there. So yeah, Spotify, we're gonna have to work on that, honey. Okay, I'm gonna need y'all to get that together coming up in the new year. More songs for more artists, and yeah, have it there, because y'all missing a lot. Do y'all want me to fill in for you? I can do that, you know. I know my music. Let's not sleep on me. I'm just saying, I'm putting my bid in. A sister loves to make more money, just saying. But when I feel better, though, link me. So aside from music and what's been happening, let's just drop the pins in here. So with most of us who want to see our favorite artist in concert, we've had record-breaking concerts. We've had an artist that did a Christmas album in how many years of her career? Okay. Had a Christmas movie to go with it. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Aside from concerts and stuff like that, Brandy, if you hear me and hear me good, Girl, we gonna need a tour in 24. I told you, I gave you 94 to 24. Just saying, the 94-24 tour. Ha ha, the experience. Let's go. Okay? Because your career has been, I would say beyond lucrative. It's been phenomenal, honey. Let's get on this road and let's give these people what they want, especially me. I'm just saying, as a brand fan, hello, I will come to every single show, especially when you come to the NYC area. Hello, we got 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there all three places. Okay, let's go. I'm just putting my bid out there right now. So for Beyonce's Renaissance tour to the Eras tour with Taylor Swift and even to Mr. Usher, Mr. Entertainment himself knocking out shows. And he's also going to be headliner for the Super Bowl. So watch it. Again with musicianship. We've had a couple of things with music actually. I'm still a little bit surprised on this one myself. How the Sexy Red's song, I think on not Rolling Stone, if I'm not mistaken, how her of the rap songs of this year, how did that make number one? I really didn't hear that. I mean, I heard it and I was like, what? But then they also say that music with the rapping today is like stripper music. And there's like stripper artists. But I will say this. We know where Cardi B's from. But do we say that her music is stripper-ish? No. I wouldn't even put that into words. I don't think her music reaches that point because with Cardi B, we respect her of her hustle. We respect her of her down-to-earthness. We respect her of, she kind of has that vibe that you just want to pull into, that world she wants to pull into. And then she has that, like I said, she's been building upon building upon building. So before you saw her on Love and Hip Hop, she had a mixtape. And then she was on singles, on singles, on singles, on singles, on singles before she put out mixtapes and stuff. And that's pretty much how you have to make your money and your work speak for you. Because you don't have to be on these mixtapes to bring in money. But also for people to take you seriously also. So I respect her hustle. I respect who she is as a person. And sometimes you do have to prove more than you need to. Now, again, we know now that Cardi B is definitely an artist to be reckoned with. You know, we respect her for her hustle. We respect her for the way she speaks. And she has that grinder mentality. So to say that her music is kind of stripper-ish, to say that she's like a stripper artist, her stripper music, nah. Just because a person comes from that world does not make their music to be that. And when they decide to leave that part behind, which is a job, they don't bring it towards their music. They kind of go the opposite direction and try to, again, like I said, leave that world behind. But there are some artists out here. I wouldn't say artists, but there is some tight music. And then again, you have to think, when it comes to writing your music, does it come from the opposite sex? Now, you as a woman, who do you want to identify with writing your music? Most importantly, you want to write it yourself because that's where the money's at. Now, if you have other songwriters and you include yourself on writing as you should, I mean, nothing wrong, nothing less. But when it comes to the pen, of musicianship, we know there's some serious songwriters out there. But I would say to any artist, become your own songwriter, because it's best when you're able to not only know the notes, but you're able to drop that pen and still get your money from you singing it, producing it, arranging it, but also making sure that you're the one that wrote it. Okay? Because that's where the money's at. You got to think now. You also got to think smart. You are the business. So you want to make sure that you are putting a pen to your lyrics, to whatever you're saying, to whatever you're trying to bring across. Okay, so more with let's keep going with the music. So, aside from musicianship and stuff like that, we've had bombshells being dropped, and I mean bombshells. Now we already know Hollywood is highly weird, and it is highly very very weird. Most of us know the pros and cons, mostly the cons of the industry. And with Cassie exposing bombshells about Diddy, which we pretty much were scratching our heads about, but we kind of knew it. And there were kind of undertones and rumblings, and you putting pieces of the puzzles and mini puzzles together. And even when people have been sounding the alarm way back in the day about Diddy's antics and things of that nature, of how he was notorious. See that? He was notorious for not paying half of his artists at the label that he pretty much got a deal for. And I say a deal, we gonna just leave it at that. We got rumblings about that. Most of the artists, to little of the artists, have spoken about it. Some have kept going on about it. There have been undertakings of the people that he's been affiliated with have not, who pretty much either have spoken of him and who have been saying to put out tell-all books are no longer with us, okay? And the complacement of certain people relating to I'll Be Sure being put in a coma for almost months at a time, and to the point where he thought he wasn't going to make it, it really kind of sounds the alarm. But again, we don't know what Cassie had to go through to endure or even get to this point of her releasing that. But we're glad she did. She made it a public thing to let people know if something did acquire to happen to her or whatever it may be. This is what he's known for doing. This is just an affidavit. This is just giving it public notification that I, the person, are letting you guys know what's this all about. So not only did that spark a flame, but also we could say weeks ago, famous actor Christian Keys came forward and also gave ground shaking testimony about him dealing with the undertones in the industry as well. Well, he did not give too much detail on who the person is. But I mean, many of us kind of speculated, but we really don't know. And until he feels comfortable with coming forward and saying who this person is, I guess we're just going to be in the dark for a little bit, which, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to be in the dark for too long, but we really are kind of scratching our head and wondering who it is. But it has to be when he's ready and when he wants to come, when he feels ready. So we're just going to have to wait for that. But again, like I said, Hollywood is highly weird. If I give it a name, it's highly weird because it is. You hear so many things and you scratch your head and you wonder why, you wonder how, you wonder when. But this is the dealings when it comes to Hollywood. There's an interesting undertone of things. There's things you got to do. There's things you must do. Nobody really knows the story. There's lots of stories that come out. And then you start putting two and two together and making it to the point where, this don't seem right. And then you're putting puzzles and pieces together, making it. You're putting pieces of the puzzle together and making it to the point where, okay, this is what happened. But you as a person who has to know what you're up against, you have to make sure that you don't go into the followings of others. You have to be your very own person. And you have to stand on that regardless if you're standing with or you stand alone. And that's just pretty much what you have to deal with when it comes to the industry. That go in for movies, that go for television, that go for everything. You just have to make sure that you stand in your own situations and you stand in your truth and you stand and just continue to make the music At the end of the day, you make it. You make it. You don't let it break you. Put it like that. You make the industry. You don't let the industry make you. Pretty much what I'm saying. So, we're still going to be waiting. And like I said, if any news breaks of him giving us an inkling, like I said, giving us an inkling on who this powerful person in the industry was that did all this, I will definitely break to give y'all that, because we definitely want to know who this person was. Because again, the truth needs to come out. The truth needs to be let go, set free. Again, we can't tell him. We can't tell him anything. He has to want to do it on his own accord. He has to feel comfortable, and it is what it is. Unless things of the happening happens to us, we can't tell a person what to do, when to do, how to do it. They have to feel comfortable in order for it to be done. All we can do is kind of sit back, recline, and wait until it happens. And then we could really start doing our investigative eye. I spy with my little eye. We can do all those things once it comes out. So, yeah. Like I said, I'll keep you guys posted on whatever goes down. I'll let you know. Okay. So, aside from that part, I also got to let y'all know about this, because this is also, you could say, new news. So, we know for quite some time that in the industry with actors and actresses, especially in the African-American market, that our actors and actresses very rarely get paid what they're just due. And it's been this way for a long time. And it hasn't really come to light until previously. But before that, we had Monique. You guys know Mo. She love us for real. We know Monique, famous comedian, actress, hello, host, personality, if you will. We know that in the beginning, we know pretty much around, we could say after Precious made it big and everything, we know that she's been kind of sounding alarm on her, pretty much saying that she wasn't paid correctly. She wasn't given proper, when the movie came out, it wasn't given the proper promotion. There we go. The proper promotion. Not only with her, but with Gatorade Sidibe. She was the main character. Actually, Gatorade Sidibe was the main character. You can say she was supporting, but also at the same time, she was just letting folks know that she was not paid. She was not paid the way she intended to be paid. And not only that, working on the project with Precious, it was from, I think Oprah had a hand in it, along with Mr. Lee Daniels. So that kind of went noticed. When she said those things, it was pretty much like a backlash, a barrage. It pretty much gave the sound wave that she was hard to work with. The rumors started and, you know, folks got it talking. It got to the point where she was hard to work with. She was problematic. She was deemed as being ungrateful. I mean, she went through a whole barrage. Lee Daniels ain't want to be bothered with her. Tyler Perry ain't want to be bothered with her. Oprah said some shadiness, and the list went on. And she pretty much was blackballed for quite some time. But she kept up her truth. She stuck by her truth. She was not going to, you know, let it go or get rid of it or back down. She stayed on her truth about what she felt. So, fast forwarding, Taraji P. Henson went on, I'm not sure if it was a show or something or a podcast or anything, and she pretty much kind of broke it down in specifying that when she made the movie, Benjamin Button, she was only paid 2% of her main cast, of her main counterpart, which was Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, we know, is a white American, white male actor. Very prestigious. But also, so is Taraji. Why she's getting 2% of what he got. And he got paid more. Okay. She got, you could say, an Academy Award for that, for what she portrayed in the Benjamin Button movie. But why is it that he received the highest and she didn't? So it's been an ongoing, and also, you know, she's been thinking hard about wanting to quit acting. And Taraji has been acting since the 90s, if you want to be technical, since the 90s. We're not even talking about movies. Her resume spans in television too. Most people don't know that. Her and Gabrielle Union, their roles go into television. Monique's going to television too, and she's a comedian. We know that before she went to the actressing side. So, and you know, Taraji kind of broke down because it is kind of upsetting when you love your job so, you love a career so much that made you into who you are, and you've been hustling, grinding, you know, going through life, children, many changes and things of that nature, to the point where you want to quit it, you want to leave it behind. It is kind of hurtful because this is what you build your life and your career up to be, and to not be paid for. But at the same time, also, I have to say this, and I have to make it fair. A lot of people are not going on the bandwagon with what Taraji said. A lot of people saying, well, you should have negotiated your contract better, and this and this and that is that. And, you know, some are, you know, folks are standing with her. But again, a lot of folks elsewhere, including myself, are saying, okay, where was the love when Monique was telling y'all this from eons ago? Y'all were coming at her head. Y'all were calling her ungrateful. Y'all were saying, however, whether you felt that her delivery or message was not something you were looking forward to, it didn't matter. She said what she said. It was her truth. That's what she felt. So it has to be taken in consideration. Whether you get emotional behind it, whether you get abrasive behind it, whatever you decide to do, you're speaking on what you're speaking on. Whether you're living this high life or whatever you case, or whatever case, or even not so much, your check has to speak for that. Especially if you've been working your damned entire existence. Your check got to speak for that. I'm just saying, your residuals got to go up. Who wants to be working all their life and have nothing to show for it? Who wants to do that? And that's the ultimate sacrifice. When you play all these roles, when you started out fresh face, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, you start to grow. You get all these roles from television. You move into these movies. You get all these accolades, these praises and stuff. But you're looking at the money and you're like, what? But I just was... And he made more than... And they made more... You be scratching your head like, what the hell? Of course you will feel some kind of way. And if you feel in your heart that you're worth more than that, hell yeah, you're going to be on the fighting line. And we just had a strike for the actors. We just had a strike for the writers. I mean, come on. Can we say Hollywood is poor? All they like, we've been poor? Question marks. So again, if we're going to be on the bad side, if we're going to root for the other team, we got to root for all teams. And we feel that with actors and actresses of the Black persuasion, they haven't been paid right since the dawn of time. Let's take it back in the 60s and 70s with the motion pictures and stuff like that. We're talking Ethel Waters. We're even talking about even actresses who we have not seen or heard from on the big screen in so long. Thandi Newton, Layla Rashan, Richard Whitfield. Now, she's born behind the lens. We have... Teresa Randall, you know, come on. We have not heard Kimberly Elise. It's a lot of actresses out here. They even specified with Viola Davis that she was the Black Meryl Streep. And Viola's like, well, give me the damn Meryl Streep money behind that. That's what you calling me? Absolutely. We've been going for Angela Bassett. Like, come on. Like, really? If you say that these actresses are who they're supposed to be of the other counterpart, give them the damn counterparty money to go with it. How do you expect that these women make their money? Pay them correctly. I'm just saying. So, again, hopefully the industry is listening. If not, then, you know, come on. But we also have to be fair. We have to be fair. At the end of the day, everybody wants to be paid their due, especially if they've been doing the work. They've been grinding. They've been grinding and hustling for a very long time. And the checks need to start speaking it. I'm just saying, speaking into existence. Most definitely. So, again, hopefully things will get better. I will say, hopefully things will happen. I wouldn't say get better because it's going to take some work. But, yeah, we're just hoping that with the actors and actresses, things can go in the right state of mind. But again, we're coming off a strike and people are running around here penniless, and that's not good either. So, yeah, we're going to keep an eyeball on that part. So, oh, I forgot. Miss Spears' book. We didn't know Britney would write a book. But honey, she listed a lot, quite a little bit, to the point where, you know, people had to hide for cover and comment. But remember now, these are her words. This is how she felt, and this is taken from what happened to her under her conservatorship. Does she have the right to speak on that? Abso-freaking-lutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. Why not? Because right now, she's not trying to get back into the industry, and we wonder why. Not scratching my head, but she knows. She quietly knows. She knows. So, we lost a lot of stars. This year. A lot. From a TV titan that pretty much gave us television shows on a nightly, daily basis, Norman Lear. We have a television host who pretty much came into our morning routines. Either we seen him trying to be the rational one, or try to get an answer, and gave us a thought at the end of the show. He also warmed our hearts on the dance floor. We're talking about Mr. Jerry Springer. And speaking of dance floors, this judge played no nonsense. You loved his accent, but when he gave you a 10, you knew it was coming from him. That's Lynn Goodman, you guys. Another bitch and television host who came through on your TV screen each and every day at 11 to tell you to come on down. Retired in 2007, not to retire, but passed his baton on to someone else who pretty much aired on his lot until they moved to a new lot. That's Barb Barker, you guys. We lost a friend, Matthew Perry. We lost an activist. He's not new to this kind of ball, but he played football. That's Jim Brown, you guys. We lost a crime fighter, a positive actor. He pretty much kicked butt. Y'all know the theme song. Y'all want me to hum it for you? Can you dig it? Mr. Richard Roundtree. We lost two actors that pretty much gave us Brooklyn 9-1-9 and another crime-fighting show I can't get on the air. That's Law and Order, Mr. Andre Barrer and Mr. Richard Belzer. We lost royalty in music that included Miss Lisa Marie Priestley. we lost a rock and roll goddess. Let's just say she became larger than her. She became larger than life. Kept her last name. Moved on to greatness. Moved to a new life. Had a new man. And moved to the new states. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Miss Tina Turner. Along with other giants that we lost this year. Hopefully next year we don't lose as many. Or maybe none at all. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me throw this one in here for a loop. We also lost this musician. We known her to be extremely quirky, extremely to herself, but she made this remake of this number one hit. And we always know that nothing compared to her. You guys know her, that's Sinead O'Connor. Along with many more. May they continue to rest in paradise. We pretty much, like I said, we don't want to lose any more people coming up in the new year. But yes, we lost quite a lot of celebrities this year alone. And it's very, very sad. So yeah, along with that. And to anybody I missed, I'm truly sorry about that. But yeah. So, for me, I'm going to kind of do it like this. This year, to be honest with you, has been a lot of change. With change is deemed as being bad, but change is good and change is necessary and change is needed. I had a lot of changes this year, so I'm only hopeful for what next year will bring for me. So that's all I can deem about. But I thank you guys so much for hanging in here with me, to my viewers who've been rocking with me since day one, and to my new viewers. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to me every time I drop this podcast. I could do nothing without you guys. I appreciate that. Even though I stumble a little bit and I'm kind of like, it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm glad you guys tune in to hear me giving not only breaking news, only these topics. I have a theme for every daggone show. You guys tune in to hear it each and every time. So I appreciate that so much. I'm trying to put a face behind this podcast so you guys can see what you're working with, which is a good thing. But we're going to work on that. So just bear with me. I'm going to keep on doing what I got to do to get to you guys. So I appreciate it so much. And I'm looking forward to what the year has to bring for me in 2024, because we won't be sitting on four bows. So in general, I'm going to wish you guys so much success, so much peace, so much sanity, and nothing but great vibes for the new year. I thank you guys again. Till the next time, later.